Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to our universe, the DJD universe. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you working our way to truth, justice, and the American way. Whatever is trending is on our mind and on your mind. Best I can figure, the reason some people kind of lose motivation is because they watch too much television. They don't listen to enough radio. How do you like that for being self-serving? Yeah. I think the radio is much more stimulating. Watching television doesn't require you to do anything, right? But if you're listening to the radio, good audio, good spoken word stuff requires you to use your imagination. If we're good at what we do, we paint great pictures with the words that come out of our mouths, the ideas that we put forth, and then you have to use your imagination, your mind, to sort of put them into place. So don't be surprised that some of the people listening to the radio are among the smarter group, the smarter people in your group, if you will. And to prove my point, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. All right, so the Kanye West run for the presidency, I certainly would be paying attention to him because he'll probably get, what, 3 votes, 4 maybe, 5? Who's going to vote for this guy?
Well, that's if he actually makes it to a ballot. He's got already, first of all, Kanye West has said he's going to run for president a lot. He said he was going to run in 2015. He said he was going to run again in 2024. Then he said he is running this time around. So it's unclear whether that's true or not. Certainly he would probably have to run as a write-in at this point because it would be an uphill battle to get his name on the ballot as a valid third-party choice. But he is talking about politics, and I think people are looking at him and thinking, what is he going to do? So on the 4th of July, if you missed it, in a tweet, Kanye West said that he was running for president, and of course that went nuts on the internet. Kim Kardashian retweeted it, his wife, and you know, people were wondering, is he serious? What's his plan? Elon Musk, I guess people thought was offering an endorsement by saying by retweeting the message as well. He said he's running for president in 2020. He did this really crazy interview with Forbes magazine. He said he's running for president under a new banner. The birthday party. He's going to have guidance from Elon Musk.
Birthday party.
Yeah, and he's going to have an obscure vice presidential candidate he's already chosen. He said, like anything I've ever done, like anything I've ever done in my life, I'm doing to win. He said he no longer supports President Trump. Remember a few months ago he offered him his support, and he said he's taking the red hat off for the interview. He said that he's okay with siphoning off black votes from the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden. He said, I'm not denying I'm doing that. I just told you to say that the black vote is democratic is a form of racism and white supremacy.
I don't know about white supremacy, but it is. And the blanket use, everybody wants to call everybody else a racist. I think there is something, I think you can make that argument, whether it's stuck or not, but it's you know, it's freely using the term racism. I'm a racist because I refer to the virus as a Chinese virus. It's the same thing. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's got a problem. Anyway, keep going. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think he also is talking about the roots of the Democrat Party because that's the party kind of slavery that was rooted in slavery in our nation's history. So I think he was kind of taking issue with that as well. He said he's never voted in his life.
He's not even registered to vote. Right. That's another thing. It's like, how do you run for president if you're not even registered to vote?
He said you want other people to vote for you?
Well, the woman that ran and became the mayor of Framingham never voted in an election either. It seems to me, maybe it's a badge of courage. Yeah.
He said that he had COVID-19 in February. He said he's suspicious of a coronavirus vaccine, terming vaccines the mark of the beast. He believes that Planned Parenthoods have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. He envisions a White House organizational model based on the secret country of Wakanda from the movie Black Panther. Right. And I guess that was much just the beginning, sort of. I guess for much of the call that Forbes magazine did in this interview, they said his core message strategically was that he has 30 days to make a final decision about running for president. He said at that point he'd missed his filing deadline. So it's an uphill battle either way. He said he's going to speak with Jared Kushner at the White House. He's going to talk to Joe Biden. And he said his advisors right now are Kim Kardashian and Elon Musk. So apparently he said they've been talking about this for years.
Do they drive Teslas, the two of them?
I don't know. No. I always see her in, like, big SUVs, so I don't know if she drives.
All right. Let's have more of this exciting stuff. Yeah.
So when he talked about President Trump, because he supported him up until a few weeks ago, he said, he said that he lost confidence in the president because, I guess, of his handling of the coronavirus. He said, it looks like one big mess to me. I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in the bunker. Oh, that was that report after the riots in front of the White House. He also said after he contracted the coronavirus that he was disappointed. He said he won't say anything else against Trump, but apparently he was much less shy about criticizing Joe Biden. He said, I'm not saying Trump's in my way. He may be part of my way. And Joe Biden, like, come on, man, please. You know Obama's special. Trump's special. We say Kanye West is special. America needs special people that lead. Bill Clinton's special. Joe Biden, not special.
Really? And he should talk. He's not very special either.
He said he would run as a Republican if Trump wasn't there, but he'll run as an independent if Trump is on the ballot.
Where would we be if we didn't have colorful people like that, though?
I don't know.
Talk about it.
He said Trump is the closest president we've had in years to allowing God to still be part of the conversation. So,
See, that's another part of it. Kanye, who is bipolar and has publicly admitted he refuses to take any medication. So this is someone with mental illness, and it's pretty serious, and Kim has talked about it. They've been very open about it. And this is someone who is just now, his latest thing, he's got a new album coming out. It's called, like, Wash Us in Blood. It's very Jesus-y. And so now he's like, I don't know. The whole thing with Kanye, I used to have a lot of respect for him, but I don't have respect for someone who has a huge platform, who acknowledges that they have a pretty serious mental disability, and that he's not doing anything about it. I think it sets a really bad example. So, like, that's my issue. Kanye can run for president every year if he wants, I don't care. But I think it's irresponsible to have the platform that he does, and to sort of just say, well, if you're bipolar and every doctor tells you you need medication, you don't really need it. I don't know. I have issues with that.
All right. So speaking of issues, I noticed that we were talking about the president suggesting that schools need to be reopened and you better do it our way or we're going to hold back the dough. And then Vice President Pence was trying to soften things a little bit. How did that go over, Jennifer?
I don't think he was trying to soften anything. I think he was actually lining up with the president about what's going to happen. They're looking
at what
this.
Well, he said, quote, "We don't want the guidance to be too tough."
Well, they're going to redo some of the CDC guidelines for reopening schools. That's what that's all about. It's about this. It's about under what conditions the schools are going to open to. So what are the rules going to be? Is it going to be efficient for the schools to follow the CDC guidelines? Are they going to maneuver things around for the schools so that they have particular guidelines set aside for schools? I think that's more about it, what they're doing. I don't think the administration is softening on the message. I think Pence is bolstering Trump's desire to get kids back into the classroom. It's just about how they get there.
Is part of the regulation to make children in classrooms wear masks? Is that part of yes, no?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you think some parents find that objectionable? In high school, one wonders if they're thinking for themselves what might be the outcome of that. There's going to be a lot of razzle-dazzle if you go back to high school and they say you got to wear a mask, and students say, nah, I don't want to wear a mask. So then what's going to happen?
I don't know. My friend is a 4-year-old, and he just refuses to wear a mask. And so it's just no matter what she tries, she cannot get him to wear a mask. And then I have a friend with a 6-year-old, and he happily wears his mask wherever he goes. Yeah. So I think
Miles
each kid is
it.
Different. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but what happens, though, you know, when you have a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old who just refuses, and he just freaks out. And so she's like, I don't even know what to do. If he has to go back to school and he's in preschool and he has to wear a mask, he's going to have to stay home because he won't do it. He has like a panic attack and he just freaks out. So I don't know.
I think it's not the easy way it's presented. Maybe it is. Maybe not be easy, but the way it's presented to children probably holds the key as to whether they're freaked out, as you said, about it or not. And that, you know, going around, looking around, excuse me, at what we can find, we still don't seem to be able to come up with facts that the so-called experts agree upon. How does this stuff spread? That argument is pretty contentious. You look at
Health Organization has been lying about how it's
well, because, too. Yeah, exactly. Well, why are we paying attention to them?
I mean, remember early on, they said you couldn't even communicate. It wasn't communicable between human-to-human contact. So it's no wonder everybody's confused.
Well, the story in this morning's Washington Post about the potential for inhalation exposure to viruses. This is these droplets that we're talking about, the micro-droplets. To move
but who
over.
Hasn't known that, though? I feel like we've known that from the beginning, regardless of what the World Health
Organization
said. Unfortunately,
not everybody's listening to us.
This is not new.
All right, it's 19 after. Today's DJV show continues.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Unmistakable, isn't it, their sound? This is Pentatonics. They've released a video for their cover of Billie Eilish's When the Party's Over, single from a couple of years ago on her debut album. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Name of the album. Notice how album names are getting more complicated and longer. In an era when movie titles are one or two words, I thought it was interesting that some of these albums have such long names. The version that we're listening to here, When the Party's Over, their Pentatonix version of the song, appears on their At Home EP, which came out last month. Pentatonix arranged, recorded, and produced their latest EP while quarantined in the midst of the quarantine circumstances. And they said, quote, "We are huge fans of Billie. Billie's so well known for her amazing production. And we knew the beauty, the beautiful melody, the vibe, the moody vibe of the song When the Party's Over could be well suited to a stripped down, harmonically lush arrangement. We had so much fun creating the song and the video. Pentatonix will be releasing videos for their at-home songs Break My Heart and Dreams on the 15th of this month and the 22nd. So that's the latest. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Pentatonix music.
Yeah, they're great. I love their cover versions, too, because they just, it's like they take a song apart and then make you focus on something that you didn't realize was there, you know, with the original song. And it's just, I think they're so talented. And the fact that they came from a reality show, a lot of people kind of poo-poo reality singing competition shows, but they were on that one that I think with Nick Lachey. That group singing competition show, But they are so talented, and they've become one of the biggest acts in the world.
Yep. Fabulous. They deserve all the success they have. 25 and change, almost 26 after the hour here on the DJV show. Next up, Aubrey Sellers. Remember back in February, some of you remember her second album, Far From Home. That was on the heels of a tour with Robert Earl Keane. Aubrey also was slated to head out on tour with Tanya Tucker and Lily May when the pandemic shut everything down. So, instead, she began live streaming and creating new recordings, including what you're listening to here, Wicked Game. She has there's a three-track EP called World of Fire that has this on it. Or no, this is but this was originally done by Chris Isaak, right? Back
yes.
in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the story of this song, Wicked Game, Victoria? Are you a fan?
Yeah, sure. This was a huge hit. It's the biggest hit of Chris Isaak's career.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's been covered a ton of times. But I guess this was a song that she really enjoyed and wanted to do a cover of it. I think it sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of women cover it. It's really more men who have covered it.
Really? And so Aubrey Sellers, I'm not that familiar with either. What is her... what's her claim to fame?
She's a new singer-songwriter. She's up and coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With touring being so uncertain for the future, it feels good to have something else consistent to replace it. So she says, the World on Fire EP available on the 7th of next month. So if you're interested in up-and-comers, that's good. We do need more, I think. Don't you think we need, I don't know if variety is the right word, but some different voices, different... and then the question or the concern I have is getting to know them so I feel comfortable talking about them or listening to them. Because I don't find myself listening much to music radio anymore for whatever the reason. Maybe it's time as much as anything else. But when I travel across the country, I listen to...
Well, you got to turn off the 50s station. So
no, no!
You can discover some actual new artists.
No!
Everyone...
No! Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court upheld the Trump administration's broad rollback of Obamacare rules requiring employers to provide free birth control to women in a major victory for religious groups with President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court, in its 7-2 ruling, sought to resolve a long-running legal battle that previously vexed the justices on how to strike the right balance between ensuring access to birth control and safeguarding religious freedom protections. But the court's decision appears likely to revive debate over culture war issues. The decision allows the Trump administration to move forward with rules that would allow virtually any employer to claim a religious or moral exemption to providing birth control coverage. Justices Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer join their conservative colleagues in upholding the exemptions. It is clear from the face of the statute that the contraceptive mandate is capable of violating religious freedom laws, according to Justice Clarence Thomas in his opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A bias is presented here for truth, justice, and the American way, in a manner of speaking. That's the DJV way. The DJV program is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Doug Steffens' way of communicating to you and with you. Good day to you. Nothing serious to talk about until you've tried something and observed what happens. I remember seeing that in one of those TED Talks. So for those of you who think you want to do something, well, do something. Get up out of your chair. Try doing whatever it is that you want to do so that you have an impact. Make yourself satisfied as much as anybody else as to whether you like the world that we live in or you don't like it and you want to do something. You're not going to get it done if you sit there and do nothing. Let's go. Ready, Victoria, let's go.
Yep, let's go.
And what?
Where are we going?
Right. We're going to examine some of the lacks that we have. The healthcare workers seem to be concerned about having the same problem we had when all of this got started last winter.
Yep.
No supplies of this, that, or the other thing, which would be inexcusable if it's true. Inexcusable.
Yep.
The president of the National Nurses United Union has told the Associated Press that equipment like shoe and hair covers, gowns, and face masks are once again in short supply. She said they're being doled out, but we're still being told to reuse the equipment. Now, as we may or may not remember, when the pandemic began, we ran out of PPE, personal protective equipment. And that is, like she said, it's, you know, shoe coverings, hair coverings, gowns, face masks, things like that. So, and everybody was scrambled across the country. States were trying to negotiate with China because that's where all this stuff is made, and it was a disaster. And every governor, because governors obviously played a very important role in all of this pandemic stuff, every governor pretty much went on the record saying, we can't let this happen ever again. We have to have our a stockpile of equipment. We can't get into this. Now, we were thinking ahead for the fall when the second wave, whether that will happen or not, I don't know. No one seems to know. But at least everyone seemed to be on the same page that we were going to stockpile all of these supplies. And now, according to the National Nurses Union, the supplies are running out once again. So I don't know what the answer is here, but, you know, 94,000 that we know of, 94,000 healthcare workers have had COVID. Hundreds of them have died because of exposure to patients with COVID. And so they're on the front lines, and now here we are again, only a month and a half, 2 months after we started buying more PPE from all around the world, and now we're back to square one with dwindling supplies. And we haven't even hit the second wave, and so, I don't know, it's very concerning. I have friends on the front lines in the healthcare industry, and they've been talking about this for, you know, in New York and New Jersey, they've been talking about this for months. It just, I don't know why, I guess the news cycle kind of burns really quickly and everybody moves on to other things.
What's leadership all about? What do we have leaders for if they can't lead? What are they doing? Why are we paying people our tax money for not doing anything? How difficult is it to see that there are more of these things that are necessary? What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a case of the hospitals being, you know, underfunded or hospitals having not gotten money from the bailouts. I don't know where the weakest link is here in all this. But we're already seeing spikes in cases everywhere. So to think that it's not going to get worse in the fall, I think it's pretty naive. And so I don't know. I just, the fact that we're right back here again, like less than 2 months after, it's crazy.
Well, you got to think, I believe, and many people who do what I do for a living, is that we have become, all of us, the talk radio world is sort of the town meeting, if you will, of the airwaves. We are mainstream media, in a manner of speaking, because we're the mainstream. We're connected to people in all walks of life, all areas of the country, all around the world, in fact. So why is it that we're not being heard? Who's not listening? And have we gotten to the point where it is so our connection to leadership is so benign, they don't feel like there's anything to fear? They just do what they want. They do what they damn well please. And in the meantime, something that's so obvious that should have been taken care of before the last problem, never mind now, is back in our laps again. Where's the leadership? We're paying for somebody to lead, or groups of people who are supposedly leaders. Where are they?
The truth is, American industry cannot keep up with the demands of the PPE that's being used. So that's the real problem, and it's the problem that back to talking about, because everything's in China. We rely on everything coming from China.
So why haven't we changed
part
that?
Part two is other places
here?
Other places around the world who were making this kind of stuff, China gobbled it all up so they could resell it at a higher rate. So it's ridiculous. It's, you know, you're going to keep going in circles, and we can say, where's the leadership? Well, where is the leadership on bringing American supplies back to America?
That's my question all along from the very beginning. I was asking this in April. What are we doing? Where's the leadership to incentivize bringing American businesses, manufacturing, whatever it is, back to America? Washing machines, I mean, anything. I was in where did I go yesterday? I went to the Restaurant Depot to get things for the farm, and I needed plastic spoons. So I wanted better plastic spoons than the ones that we have because I don't like them. They're kind of flimsy. So every box I looked at, made in China, made in China, made in China. I said to him, is there anything in here that isn't made in China? I felt like...
Well, if you buy the compostable spoons that are like hard, they look and feel like hard plastic, but they're you can compost them. I don't think those are made in China because I've had them. There's a restaurant, all the restaurants here use them now instead of plastic. Well, I don't think they're made in China.
I didn't see them on the shelves. Next time I go there, I will look for sure, Victoria, because this is getting me down. It really is. Everything is made. And we've fallen into this damn hole. And what do? People say, well, everything's made in China, so what are you going to do to change it? You're going to just roll over and say, okay, well, I guess we got to keep buying everything from China,
which is exactly
what they want.
Right, and the problem is even Brooks Brothers, which we talked earlier about, they're filing for bankruptcy, and they're looking for, they're hoping to find a buyer. I don't know that anyone's really going to bite on that. But the CEO of Brooks Brothers said that they were one of the last, if not the last, American clothing company where all the stuff is actually made in America.
Yeah.
And they said that was part of the reason why they're filing for bankruptcy, because they just couldn't make enough of a profit. They had to shift everything to overseas, when anybody says overseas, it means China. So they had to start making all their clothes in China, and that still wasn't even enough to help them because they were too far gone at that point. But, you know, I mean, it's just...
They got us right where we want us. When are we going to wake up? The answer is...
Is it a government subsidy or something that helps? Yeah, but it's not just... it's not just leadership. You have to... These are 40, 50-year-old supply chains.
Getting them back again. Yeah, you've got to subsidize them.
I don't think it's about subsidies as much as it's about incentives. The problem is in the last 20 years of leadership in this country, we've taken away the incentives from people actually doing business in our country. Mm-hmm. And so we need to change that. There is no reason why industrial jobs should not be popping up all around this country. The economy is good, the conditions are right, but it's cheaper for countries to get their stuff done in China. So we need to make that right. We need to incentivize it. We need to cut taxes for those companies, those big corporations that bring their businesses back. People go nuts about a tax cut, but that's what needs to happen so that it's affordable.
Can't have it
both
ways.
They can actually do it. Right.
Cannot have it both ways. So many things related still. I was just hoping and praying every week when we get started with the program on Monday, I'm thinking, okay, this week we're going to get off of this, and yet pretty much everything circles back around to the coronavirus. Here we have these tests. The FDA is warning that there is increased risk of wrong results when you're using different types, different tests. This manufacturer, Becton Dickinson and Company, manufacturer found the nasal swab test provided false positives 3% of the time. Well, is that life-changing? I guess it is for the 3%. But is that, how does that compare with other tests that are done for the same sort of thing? Is there they always say with polls anyway, there's an error rate of 3% up or down. So should this be the same? Kind of makes me wonder. Nothing's perfect, that's for sure. The comedian D.L. Hughley, is that how you pronounce his name? I think I've heard it pronounced another way.
D.L. Hughley.
Hughley, all right, has had he didn't have the same symptoms everybody else did. He was on last night on Jimmy Kimmel talking with Anthony Anderson, who is subbing for Jimmy Kimmel. He said that remember we talked about this 2, 3, 4 weeks ago? He dropped on stage.
Yes, he collapsed. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. He said he was trying to burn the candle at both ends. I'd been dehydrated. And he says, I wasn't shocked when I got to the hospital. But when they tested me, I had had no symptoms whatsoever, but I did have COVID. So is this another wrinkle here? You know, we all know some of the symptoms, right? You're not supposed to have smell and taste, and there's a temperature thing. And you know, there's all kinds of ways, supposedly, of telling that you have it. Doug, Jen, Victoria, on the clip of the day, exploring the history of ice cream sundaes, big summertime treat. You can listen to that conversation and the whole DJV show at djvshow.com, right? Or you can follow us on social media, facebook.com/DJ. There it is. I've got to go take my allergy pills.
Good God. I resist it every day because I don't want to become dependent on them. You know, but when you avoid, when you open them
every
mouth,
single,
nothing
I take a
surgery
every morning. Yeah,
you do.
I just can't.
Yeah.
For probably a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, Facebook.com/DJV Show on Twitter. It's at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen. And again, if you want to hear the whole program in bits and pieces, you can listen to it all day long at the same location, DJVShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
If you're frustrated with the quality of your phone calls, Ooma is an award-winning phone service that's an alternative to the old landline. It uses VoIP technology, or voice over IP, essentially using the internet to make a clear call. We asked Jim Gusky from Ooma how it works.
Ooma has developed a really unique technology that we call adaptive redundancy. The internet uses information packets, and the same is true when you make a VoIP phone call. It breaks up the voice data into packets and sends them through the internet. And we detect when packets are being lost.
And if there's an emergency?
When you dial 911 from your home, you can have up to four people also receive a text notifying them that you've dialed 911.
Head over to Ooma.com to learn more. That's OOMA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I'm Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The vaccines that everybody is talking about, where are we? A lot of people want to know. What is it, the old expression, inquiring minds want to know where we are with the vaccines and what are your predictions, given that a lot of people think that because of the mutations, anything being developed now will not be of much use. What do you think?
Let me tell you the end of the story of what I think, and then let me go back and fill in some of the details. But I think by this next spring, we're talking about 2021, there'll be a vaccine available for anyone who wants one. But let me come back a little bit, because worldwide right now, there are numerous efforts to produce a safe and effective vaccine. And ironically, the Chinese got a head start. And I think by the end of the year, there will be one or two that are safe and are somewhat effective. CDC announced that the FDA announced just this week that they won't approve one unless it's at least more than 50% effective. But I think by the end of the year, this year, 2020, there will be at least one or two that will be safe and pretty
effective.
But
who's going to believe that they're any good if they come out of China, the source of the problem in the first place?
Well, that's the point I was trying to make, if you allow me, is that ironically, the Chinese got a head start, and they may be the first people to have a vaccine out there on the market, and then many Americans are going to be left with the decision, are they going to take a Chinese vaccine?
I think then
a few months later, a number of the American companies and those Americans working with some of the other foreign countries that are actively pursuing the vaccine, there will be more choices available. Also, this vaccine may not be 100% effective. It may give you a milder form, you know, turn it into just a common cold. And also, this vaccine, you may need to repeat it. It may not be a one-time and then you never have to get it, but it might be in the future. You get your flu and your coronavirus vaccine each year or at some interval, which we don't know. But bottom line is, I think by next spring, I'll put it out there as a prediction, anyone who wants the vaccine will have one available.
Okay. Well, whether to take it or not, we'll visit that at the time. All right. Next, a question about wearing a mask. A lot of people are reporting that they're wearing various masks, and they're getting a problem with their skin. There's a rash developing with some of these protective face coverings. So what do we do? How do we know whether we're getting a mask that we are not allergic to, or if we are allergic, how do we, is there a cream or something on for the skin to protect oneself from this?
Well, I think that you have to do a little self-testing and find a brand, because they're all different and there are many choices out there. Find something that's comfortable to you. Face masks in general are not dangerous. Surgeons have been wearing them for forever, all day. And surgeons in general are a pretty healthy group of people. So just you have to maybe do a little individual shopping to find for yourself one that is comfortable, and it's not going to hurt you, and it's only actually may help you, and it'll also help you from passing it along to others, because this is really what you want to do. You want to avoid passing it along to a younger person who is then infected, doesn't even realize they're infected, and you may be careful about going and seeing seniors, but another person may not, and that's where so many of the older people are getting sick, interacting with people who think they're fine but are not, because in so many people you're infected and you barely or don't even know you have the infection, whereas you look to an older person, 70 or older, somebody who has the risk factors, obesity, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, and these are the people who, when they get exposed, get this severe life-threatening illness. But for the rest of us, it's minimal or nothing. So the face mask helps to stop the circulation of this virus, which puts certain groups at high risk.
Right. And this social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, makes some sense. It's just
a lot of sense. It's even more important than the mask.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. You can contact him at 352-735-1400. Those are the answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.